if you were a follower of Muhammad, what would you say? O Prophet, O Holy Prophet, you did the magic. This was the miracle. With a feast of virgin. You turned around the outcome of the war, right? They all will say, oh, thank you, Muhammad. From upstairs, it comes, you didn't throw it when you throw it. This is what it means. Ramaita, Rama means knocking something with the gravel. Rami is the gravel. Means you didn't throw the gravel when you throw it. Why? Because there is a credit over there, and credit shouldn't go to Muhammad. Should go upstairs. These two things will occupy our conversation for a long, long, long time. When something has gone wrong, I accept the responsibility. When something happened to be good, I give the credit to beloved. You see how illogical it is? It's exactly opposite the logical attitude. The logical attitude is what? Find it in you, in your natural instinct. Look in your natural instinct. What do you find? If something goes wrong, immediately you jump out to say, it's not my fault. It happened because of this. He did it. He did it. Look at the children. They do it so easily. You always are shocked at how do they learn that? To be that cheated. Immediately it was not me. Put a plate of chocolate in front of a 1 year, two-year-old baby and get out of the room. When you come back, the plate is empty and his face is full of chocolate. Ask him, did you have any chocolate? First answer is, no. So simple. This is logical attitude of self-loving animal in our nature, right? And if something somehow turns out good, who is ready to take the credit for that? Me. Even if deep down I know that I had nothing to do with it, it happened just me. It just happened out of blue. But yes, of course, give me the credit. This attitude, you have it in your entire life. If you analyze your life, it goes like this, that yes, it happened like this, the situation was like this, then I succeeded to do this, and I managed to organize it like that, then by a freak accident, everything collapsed. What am I talking about? I'm taking credit for whatever I say, it's positive, and it was built up, and I deny any participation when it went wrong. When it went wrong, it was the happening. It was the fate. When something goes wrong, it was fate. But when it goes right, I did it. Credit goes to me. This is logical, natural instinct, right? With us, it's always the opposite. We put it in the manner of the lover. The lover will do the opposite. We'll give the credit to beloved and we'll accept the responsibility. This is it. Here the credit doesn't go to Muhammad. Over there, the blame should come to Adam. There are these two here. Rumi is repeating this. He will say, listen, go and read the tafsir of that Quranic verse. He doesn't say go and read the Quran. Tafsir is when it is interpreted and developed and analyzed for you to understand. He says, go and read that. Over there, God will say, you didn't throw the rubble when you throw it. Just because of the outcome, right? The glory of the outcome will change it. It's not you who did it. Here, Rumi, immediately after that, will take the attitude. If we let fly, read the verse.
If we let fly an arrow that is not from us, we are the bow, and the shooter of the arrow is God.
This is when the arrow goes correctly and will be perfect. We throw it. The arrow goes perfect, but it's not, the credit doesn't come to us. It goes to God. Then?
This is not Jabir. It is the meaning of Jabdri. Mm-hmm. The mention of almightiness is for the sake of humility.
Yeah, don't worry about that pronunciation. You know why? Because even Ahmed cannot do it. Because Rumi is playing a trick here. A very basic trick in Jab, right? He says, Jab. You see, the word is there, means. The word is so tricky, even Nicholson remembered that you cannot translate this. First of all, jab means force, forcing someone. Pressure is jab. Are you okay with this? Is there any other word you remember from jab? The jab.
Algebra.
Algebra. Algebra is the jab. Because Jabr is the rule of existence. The rule of existence is that mathematical course, algebra. But to any Arab, you say Jabr, you say, oh, you mean pressure? You mean forcing me to do something? This is it. Then there is another meaning in Jabbari. Jabbar means dictator. Simple is that whenever in Arab newspaper the reporter wants to say, for example, Anwar Sadat is a dictator, you say, this Jabbar. This is what we call Pharaoh and all that, right? But there is another meaning in it. If you don't go for the meaning of Jab as force, you go in as an algebra, means logical. And we know that the universe has a very complicated logic in it, the algebra of this. It says, when I say, I throw the arrow, but I'm not responsible for it if it works. I don't mean that he is forcing me to do this. I mean there is an algebra in here, therefore it knocks the point. It's that complicated. Yeah, don't look at me in a way that if I puzzled you. Rumi is puzzling all of us because he's playing with this word, which is very special. You see? Honestly, it's like that. Ask him. Please give him a lecture about this jab that could puzzle you. That's how the language works. Because one definition, simple definition of jab is really dictatorship, forcing someone to do something. And the other one is algebra. And algebra is forcing itself on our logic, doesn't it? So they are the same family. If you don't accept the algebra, you submerge yourself in ignorance. How could you ignore algebra, which is mathematical rule of existence? That's algebra. Algebra is the basic rule of logic. And at the same time, it's dictated to us, yes. Nobody could, no one in this existence except us, we are the exceptions. No one could escape the rule of algebra, right? They are all submerged in the rule of existence. It's only us, the exception. He says here, when I say, it goes fantastic and it's not me, it's him. I'm not saying that he's dictator, and I'm following this. I'm explaining the complicated rule to you. Understand it that way. I'm successful. Each time I decide to let it go for the moment. I know Rumi will come back to it. I'm not worried. We'll repeat this because later his jab will be one very simple thing that we'll repeat to declare ikhtiyar. And ikhtiyar is free will.